Today, we'll dive into the journey of a humble lumberjack struggling with a drinking problem and the profound impact Padre Pio had on his life. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis mes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Teodoro Grosserbacher, a lumberjack from the beautiful Dolomites in northern Italy, embarked on a journey that would change his life forever in January 1967. With San Giovanni Rotondo as his sole destination where Padre Pio resided, he set off from his hometown of Selva del Vargardena, filled with a mix of hope and nervous anticipation. As he entered the confessional, burdened by a troubled conscience, Teodoro poured out his confessions, revealing his struggles to Padre Pio. Among his sins, he confessed to losing control of his tongue, both in his interactions with animals and during the visits to the local bar. Padre Pio inquired how many times had this happened. Teodoro's voice quivered with uncertainty as he stuttered, "I don't know. I can't remember." At that moment, Padre Pio abruptly interrupted the confession, delivering a firm decree, "Leave your wretched soul." Now, Padre Pio kicking Teodoro out of the confessional could have easily sparked some furious emotions, just like it did with many others who received such treatment. But here's the interesting part. Teodoro's reaction was completely different. Instead of being filled with anger, he felt an overwhelming longing, a deep need for Padre Pio's eyes and words. And so, after 10 months, on November 16th of the same year, Teodoro found himself once again in the sacristy, eager to greet Padre Pio. As soon as the holy man laid eyes on him, without Teodoro uttering a single word, Padre Pio asked, "When did you leave your hometown?" It was as if Padre Pio remembered him. "Yesterday at 10, Father," Teodoro replied, amazed by the priest's perceptiveness. Padre Pio looked at him intently for a brief moment before moving on, as if acknowledging something unspoken. A few days later, the long-awaited opportunity arrived for Teodoro to enter the confessional and seek absolution from Padre Pio. With a heavy heart, he confessed his indulgence in excessive drinking, pleading for forgiveness. In response, Padre Pio's voice resonated with firmness, tempered by paternal concern as he advised, "Don't do that anymore." Determined and resolute, Teodoro mustered all his strength and declared, "I won't, Father." The saintly priest repeated his command, "Never do it again." At that moment, as Teodoro renewed his promise and embraced a steadfast resolution, he felt an extraordinary force surging within him. It was as if Padre Pio had bestowed upon him the strength needed to break free from the clutches of that strong addiction. From that day forward, Teodoro never allowed another drop of alcohol to touch his lips. As time went by, Teodoro felt a strong pull back to Padre Pio's presence. And in February 1968, he found himself back in San Giovanni Rotondo. However, he encountered an unexpected obstacle. Padre Pio had reduced his availability for confessions due to his declining health. For those who may not be aware, during Padre Pio's final years on earth, his health began to decline, requiring some changes in availability for hearing confessions. The long hours and intense demands of his spiritual work took a toll on his physical well-being. To allow for more rest, Padre Pio started to reduce the time he spent in the confessional. However, even with these adjustments, Padre Pio remained committed to his sacred duties. He still dedicated a significant portion of his day to hearing confessions, providing solace and guidance to those in need. He also continued to celebrate Mass. Back to our story. Teodoro, unable to reach his turn in the confessional, chose instead to attend Padre Pio's Mass, eagerly observing the saintly figure before him. To his astonishment, a remarkable sight unfolded. Padre Pio appeared transfigured, as if bathed in divine radiance. His eyes sparkled with an otherworldly light, and his face radiated a luminous glow. In that sacred moment, Teodoro realized that Padre Pio had become an indestructible presence in his life, a guardian and protector forever. Padre Pio's dedication and selflessness never failed to amaze me. Despite facing declining health, he continued to serve others until his very last breath, never even considering retirement. It's a true testament to his incredible love for humanity and his commitment to his mission. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." It's a beautiful promise that highlights the transformative power of seeking God with sincerity and determination. Just look at Teodora's life for an example. Despite being initially kicked out of the confessional, he held on to a firm resolution to change. He approached God with all his heart and found guidance through Padre Pio. The result? His life was completely transformed. He experienced spiritual redemption and liberation from his past vices. It's a powerful reminder that when we earnestly seek God's presence, miracles can happen in our lives as well. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.